Revelation chapter 2, verse 18. And unto the angel of the church at Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who had his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. And I know thy works and thy charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto everyone according to his works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which you have already, hold fast till I come. He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken in shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Jesus wants us to overcome. We must overcome. We must. So the Christian life that we're called to live is an overcoming life, and yet we should overcome, which means he gave us the tools to overcome. It's not enough to just have a name. Say, I'm a Christian. Yeah, you're a Christian. Yeah. But you live like the world. Let us be clear. If you get saved, there's a way to live. There's a way to live. And there's a way not to live. He said two things. He that overcometh and keepeth my works. He that overcometh and keepeth my works. We don't live like the world and expect that Jesus will accept that. No. Bible says, by their fruit ye shall know them. The fruit is not the fruit of, you know, just quietness all the time. They're slapping you around all the time. It's not, that's not all there is to Christianity, for goodness sake. And nobody was slapping Jesus around, apart from when he went to the cross. Sometimes people can't tell the difference between the church and the world. Chase the same women, chase the same men. Everything is just the same. Smoke like the world, drink like the world, do everything like the world, and expect to still be Christians. Expect to overcome. Expect, because those are not the works of Jesus. We know more about the world than we know about the things of God. Some people don't know one single praise worship, but all the songs of Beyonce, they can sing. They know the lyrics. They can't sing one praise song. They don't know a psalm. But they know the songs of the musicians of the world. Are you a Christian? Listen, you were offered the wrong thing. If you were told you can be a Christian on your own terms, you were told a lie. Nobody becomes a Christian. What is Christianity? It's us living the life of God on the earth. It's God living through us. It's Jesus living through us. If the works that we have are the same as the world, then Jesus is not in us. It's not about title. It's not about our, you know, whatever that we're doing. You know, I'm a Christian, you know, yeah, I'm a believer, you know, and all of that. Then, you know, you do things like the world. We're not in the big name thing. Forget about people's names. Jesus has no regard for your name. Every believer must live the Christian life. You know, your husband can't trust you. Your wife cannot trust you. People can't trust you with things. Are you a Christian? Some people, when they work for people, when they correct them, they quit. So I'm not going to work there. The boss is harsh. I'm not going to work. I'm not going to work for them. Then you go home and live with your parents because they're paying your bills. If you had to pay your own rent, you won't quit a job. If you have children to feed, you will not quit a job. We need to overcome. We need to overcome the things that have held us down. For someone to be shacking up, you're shacking up with somebody else. You're living with somebody. That person is not your husband. It's not your wife. You're just living with the person, sleeping with them, as is my boyfriend. And you still say you're a Christian. How are you a Christian? Some people curse like the world. How are you a Christian? You need to learn the God kind of, the godly life. You need to learn it. We learn it. We can continue, you know, just carrying on like the world. Just like that. And expect that when Jesus shows up, we will go with him. You know, he died for me. You know, and, you know, it's not on the basis of my works. It's just what Jesus did. Yes, for you to come into the kingdom. Yes. But now that you're in the kingdom and you have been given grace, you have been graced, you have been given a new creature in your spirit, you're expected to live like Jesus. And those who teach these things will give account when he comes. That you don't do anything. It's just Jesus. Wonder what happened to the man of the one talent. What did he say? He said, you want to reap where you did not sow. Which means you didn't do the work. The work he did was to bring us in. And he's now working with us to accomplish God's plan for each person. God has a plan for each person. God has a destiny for each person. God has an assignment, responsibility in the kingdom for each believer. We're not supposed to be bench warmers in the kingdom, just sitting there, inspecting how the pastor is talking, inspecting what he's wearing, expecting other brethren when they are worshiping. Maybe they shout too much. Why is he jumping up and down? What is he doing? And all of that. You're not an inspector of the church. Hallelujah. We need to get serious. Oh, it doesn't depend on me. If it depended on me, I won't be a Christian. Listen, you're not listening yet. It doesn't depend on you solely. The scriptures tell us that woe unto him that is at ease in Zion. Not doing anything, just, you know, hanging there and expecting that on that day, what will happen? Hallelujah. In this particular church in Thyatira, the Bible says that they had works. Verse 19, I know thy works and thy charity. That's the love of God that they showed. Yes, and service. They served one another. They served the church and their faith and thy patience and thy works again. And the last be more than the first. They were zealous people for God. Yet, Jesus said, I have this thing against you. Because there was a woman there teaching the brethren that it was okay to fornicate if you like. It's not a big deal. Jesus paid the price. So if you fornicate, nothing will happen. You're good and all of that. You sleep around, everything is okay. Take a reefer once in a while. Grace will cover, you know. Grace covers all of those things. They're not wrong. You can lie all you want. Grace will cover you. Be rude to people in authority or people who are older than you. And grace will cover it. You're joking. We need to repent. We need to, this ought to be a difference between before you got saved and when you got saved. There ought to be a difference. If you're still cursing the way you were before you got saved, something is wrong with the Christianity you got. You're still unreliable. You were unreliable before you got saved. Now you're even more unreliable now that grace is taking care of your business. God does not accept that. He has never accepted it from Genesis and through the whole scriptures. Let's say in the day, you know, people like to say in the Bible days, I don't know what they mean, but, you know, I know what they mean, but what I'm saying is I don't know in the spirit what they're talking about, because the Bible days are not over. We're living the Bible life, in case you didn't know. Then some people just misbehave royally. You can't talk to them. You ought to love us. Just love us into the kingdom. You know, just love people. I don't judge you. I just love you. Jesus didn't judge anybody. He just loved them. What Bible did you read? John chapter what was that? Matthew what was that? There's repentance from dead works. It is in the Bible. There are works that don't profit. These are unprofitable things. We're not supposed to be involved with them. The Lord says in his word, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. You just go out there, just look for a stark unbeliever and just grab the person, bring the person into the house of God, wash his head and give him a King James Bible and come and deceive us. And you think it's going to be well with you? You should thank God you didn't die on the spot. You know why? Ananias and Sapphira, that's how they died. They came to light to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, Pastor is angry this morning. I'm not angry. I'm just telling you, because it's a waste. Listen, it's so much of a waste of time and energy to just, you know, carry people up and down. Some people are even now calling themselves trans church. Sacrilege is an abomination. You can't talk like that. Bible says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that you may minister grace. What do they think grace is? It's precious. Hallelujah. Grace is precious. It's not what some people, they're just squandering the grace of God, just abusing the grace of God. When they know better. Grace is a spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit, for goodness sake. The church has not been taught right, and so people are misbehaving. When people are taught right, nobody dare say they're a gay bishop. What? Where did it come from? It came from a misunderstanding of who God is. God is holy. As the Bible says, God is love. The first thing he says about God is that he is holy. The Bible says, enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Many. Many who go in by it. Many go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. There are few who find it. The Apostle Peter speaking said, for if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? The righteous are barely saved. Now, if you just got here and you're still coming from the world with all your stuff, God still has to get the world out of you, put himself in, then the responsibility is yours to do the word of God, to live the Christian life. But once you're still raw, you're just coming, so what are they talking about? I need help. I just got here. You know, what are you talking about? Be cool. Just put in the back burner. It's for you the next 3 years, or 2 to 3 years. But there are elders here, old babies. The scriptures tell us holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. They say, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. But we have tools of faith and how to live this life. And that's why we're here. Amen? And we ought to take it seriously. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Which means if you're using your body to serve the world, to serve sin, you're not living acceptably with God, which is your reasonable service. So it's our service to keep our bodies. You know, when that fine, tall, dark, and handsome guy coming with, his ride with that music that is playing and some women perfumes, you know, when he has it on, you know, I don't know. It's just a smell, just a nice smell. Why would you go crazy because somebody put on some perfume somewhere, you know? And then he shows up, swings open that door. You forget that you're a Christian. All the tongues, you just disappear. In fact, you hide the fact that you're a Christian. He must not know that you're a Christian. Then you follow him around. When he destroys your life, you come back with your Bible. It's not necessary. It's not necessary to be banging your head against the wall. It's unprofitable. Hallelujah. But if you follow God, there is peace. Amen. And then verse 2 says, we're coming to it. He says, be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world. He said, love not the world, not the things that are in the world. Your musicians should not be Jay-Z and what do you call them? What's this woman? Beyonce and the rest of them, you know, Lady Gaga, and you know, I mean, children of darkness, how can they say, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world? If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. If they rip jeans, you rip. The minute there's some repeat to, there's nothing to hide. You join them. If they put one new ring, you know, on the nose, you put. When they put it on the tongue, you put. When they put it in their heads, you put. You've forgotten that you were bought from the slave market. You are holy unto the Lord. Everywhere you tattoo, including your gums, there are tattoos everywhere. Those things are not of God. There's nothing to celebrate there. Say, oh, you don't have, you know, you got to look cool. What is cool about those things? What is cool about the world? Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Change the way you think. Renew your mind. Don't be conformed to this world. Change your mind. How do you do that? By the word of God. By looking into the perfect law of liberty. Can we go to James chapter 1 verse 22? It says, for be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. He said, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Let's have the New King James. He says, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. You're looking at yourself when you're looking at the word of God. It means that your nature has changed.